refreshing bread, daily meditations from the Word of God.
Wednesday, March 15th. Today's meditation is offered by Father Adrian Roșca. Our reading is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 9, verses 12 through 18.
My son, if you are wise, it is to your own advantage, and if you are arrogant, you alone shall bear it. The one who relies upon liars is a shepherd of the winds, pursuing birds in full flight. He forsakes the ways of his own vineyard and gets lost in the pathways of his vine dressers. He walks through a wilderness without water. He travels through a land condemned to drought, and his hands harvest nothing but fruitlessness things. The woman folly is fickle. She is inane and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house upon a seat on the city heights, calling to passersby as they go on their straight way. Let whoever is simple turn in here, or who lacks understanding. For to him I say, stolen water is sweet, and bread gotten secretly is pleasing. Little does he know that mighty men die by her, that in the depths of the netherworld are her guests. Thus hasten away, do not stay with her, nor cast your eyes upon her. Although you pass by another's water, you shall abstain from it. Stay away from the waters of a stranger, and do not drink from its source. In this way your days will be multiplied, and the years of your life increased.
My dear brothers and sisters, imagine you've just received two invitations to dine at different restaurants. The first is from the best restaurant in town, with great food, great atmosphere, and good services. The second is from a place almost shut down by the health inspector. Which invitation will you accept? Same kind of idea with the two invitations that we find in today's readings. The invitation of wisdom and the invitation of foolishness. In the beginning of Proverbs chapter 9, wisdom's invitation comes first. Personified as a woman, she invites humanity to a banquet at her house. The dinner has been prepared with the best food and wine, and all are welcome. Foolishness is also personified as a woman, but is characterized as undisciplined and without knowledge. She invites humanity to a very different kind of meal. Stolen, food eaten in secret. And then we're introduced to her other guests, the dead people. My dear brothers and sisters, we see that wisdom's invitation is to life, while foolishness is to the grave. So continuing our journey through the Great Fast, there's one way, one truth, and one life to our final destination. And that's through Jesus. In Him, God comes to meet us. Through Him and Him alone, we have access to God to such a degree that we can now call Him Father. Jesus is the life. He gives us not only commandments, but also the power to live them out. The power to become new people. That power is the Lord and giver of life Himself, the Holy Spirit, who Jesus pours out on those who accept Him.
Refreshing Bread is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio. Today's meditation was offered by Father Adrian Roșca, reader Julie Schocksnyder, announcer Raul Bota. Special thanks to Alleluia Press for providing the daily gospel readings.